You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome aboard, 305. It's Tuesday, right? Mark, it's Tuesday?
It is.
Okay, thank you. Help me out. Help a guy out. Welcome in. It is the Gym Class program here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash from the studio today, not at a Quick Star in Tama or at Wells Fargo Arena or what have you. I'm in the studio. Mark's in the studio. He's not over there, but Isaac is here and doing his thing on the other side of the glass. It is we're full roster today.
Good having you back.
Yeah.
And I know you were in Des Moines this morning for Xavier's quarterfinal round game and success there, but good to have you back. More musical chairs the rest of the week, but more on that later.
Yeah, we'll get you the complete rundown on that coming up in just a little bit. We got a really good show for you. We're going to talk some basketball. We've got the Big Ten men's basketball all-conference teams to talk about. The Big 12 tournament is underway, and more hoops. It's hoops going on right now. And that includes, at the bottom of the hour, Iowa women's basketball coach Jan Jensen is going to be joining us, and we will talk about the Big Ten tournament, the entirety of the season, look ahead to what they're thinking as far as the NCAA tournament seeding, et cetera, et cetera. So looking forward to talking with Jan. It was good to talk with her a little bit last week and set this up, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Appreciate that. No doubt. I think folks will be interested in hearing from Jan. And as the team prepares for Selection Sunday, all bracketology looks like a six seed for Iowa. We'll see how that breaks down.
They'll have to be in. They will not host this year. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any way possible that happens. I think Iowa State's good. I think they're going to be on the right side of the bubble. Remains to be seen. It's not a slam dunk, to use a basketball term, but I think they're going to be safe and okay. Text line available to you, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hello to CDG. We are in session here today. That's phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that is also 319-366-1600. Isaac is back at the post. How you doing? We're all together today.
I know. It feels good.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit trickier tomorrow, but we'll probably have more about that later on in the show.
We will. Peaches and Herb, by the way. Reunited. Mark knew the musical reference.
I know the song.
So, yeah, I'm afraid so.
You know the song?
Yeah, I know the song.
Very good. Very good.
It's pretty popular, and it's like pretty common in popular culture. Like, it's not that obscure of a reference, I think, at least.
Hey, before we talk some basketball, though, this just coming down from CBS Sports, breaking news on the week of the Players' Championship. I'm not a big fan of the Players' Championship, Mark. I think it is the most overrated golf tournament there is on the golf calendar, but hey, whatever the case may be, I know people love 17. You will see every player hit every shot, no matter where they are, on number 17 this week. But the news coming down, not good if you're a Tiger Woods fan. Tiger has undergone surgery on a ruptured Achilles tendon, and that just announced by Tiger today. He says, quote, as I begin to ramp up my own training and practice at home, I felt a sharp pain in my left Achilles, which was deemed to be ruptured. And then this morning, he underwent surgery in West Palm Beach. It went smoothly. Expect a full recovery. Now, they're saying here that, well, it makes Tiger, you know, questionable for the Masters. I got news for you. If you're 20 years old and rupture an Achilles, you don't usually do it at that age, Mark, as you know. But if you do it at that age, you're out for a while. If you're 49 and you rupture an Achilles and you're a golfer, he ain't teeing it up at Augusta next month. And if he does, then it wasn't a ruptured Achilles.
You're not going to see Tiger for quite some time. That Achilles, I'm sure they've been proved things over the years, but it used to be a year, 8 months to a year. Maybe it still is. I don't know. But Tiger never a contender anyway for the Masters. Sorry to break the news. But he's going to be laid up for a while. And he holds a lot of records. He might, you know, rival the record for most surgeries by a golfer. I don't know.
He might. Has been playing, obviously, down in Florida.
TGL.
With
maybe
the TGL.
Maybe the TGL.
I got to think it didn't help things because he was really torquing it for him. And is golf better when Tiger's playing? Yes. Absolutely. But if indeed it is a ruptured Achilles, Tiger's not playing this year.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's no way he is back by July for the Open Championship. Unless there's some modern miracle of science that I don't know about. So, bad news if you're a Tiger fan. 319-366-1600. Basketball, a lot of it to discuss here. Big 12 tournament is underway. We'll get you some scores on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard coming up in just a little bit. We know Iowa State's opponent. That will be the Cincinnati Bearcats. They look good today, 87-68. They polished off Oklahoma State, and Cincinnati will now take on Iowa State tomorrow morning. And that will be a 10:30 pregame, 11:30 with the tip-off. Good news is that's the first game of the session, so they don't have to be at the mercy of that first game if you're game two of the afternoon or the night session. That's always makes it a lot better, especially for you and I, Mark, not Northern Iowa, you
and
I, because it should be done by the time the gym class rolls around tomorrow at 3.
If not, it's going to be in the 21st overtime, I would think. But Iowa State did defeat Cincinnati 81-70 in mid-February in the only meeting. We'll see what happens tomorrow. And the winner tomorrow gets to face BYU. Iowa State's bracket is not good. Not favorable, should I say.
Not favorable. Because if they beat BYU, then they get Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And arrested Houston team a little bit. And Iowa State will already have a few games underneath their belt. But you never know. It is March. It is March Madness. And that's why it's called that. Big Ten all-conference teams coming out today. Player of the year, freshman of the year, coach of the year. There's an assistant coach of the year. I did not know that. For the first time, Mark, you had a little bit of news for us before we got started for Isaac and I. We were talking a little wrestling. We were talking some basketball. Not a big surprise. Not an Iowa Hawkeye on the all-conference teams. Now, there is an honor going out, but it is not on the first, second, or third team in the Big Ten.
No, Iowa did not have anyone on the first three teams. I don't know anybody that would be surprised at that. Peyton Sanford, honorable mention, all Big Ten. And that comes with maybe an asterisk, because I think Owen Freeman probably would have made one of the first three teams. Don't you think?
I think he had a shot for the third team.
Yeah.
I think he had a shot. If he stayed healthy and was still playing right now.
But first time since 2018, Iowa hasn't had someone in the first three teams.
So 6 years since Iowa has not. And I'm waiting to hear from Epworth to see the reaction and about the player of the year. And Braden Smith was the preseason player of the year. Braden Smith ended up as the player of the year after all was said and done for the Purdue Boilermakers. Did they not watch Tanjay during the season? I mean, nothing against Braden Smith, but if you ask me, I thought it was absolutely slam dunk that Tanjay was going to win player of the year, and he didn't get it. Greg and Epworth, I'm waiting to hear from you.
Yeah, it wasn't the like Zach Edey was in previous years going to be the automatic player of the year. I didn't think it was automatic, and it's interesting that Smith was the player of the year. He averaged about 16 points a game, a lot of assists, decent rebounding numbers for a guy of his size. He was the catalyst for Purdue, but Tanji was, every time I watched him, he was a factor in Wisconsin's games. And I frankly thought he had a better shot than Smith at it, but I didn't have a vote.
I didn't either. Greg and Epworth, the Peyton Sanford honorable mention was a career award. You can't question Peyton's numbers. Did he shoot a bunch? Yeah, absolutely. Was it a great percentage? No. But he had good numbers. He should have been an honorable mention pick. I have no problem with that.
Dick should have been, too.
I think Dick should have been, but how do you reward a 15th-place team with a lot of honorable mention
true
picks?
True enough.
That's the question you got to ask yourself. Matt at Fairfax says, Tanjay was unreal. Watched him maybe four games, and every time he dominated. Greg saying player of the year is a joke. Smith got voted just because of his name and definitely not on his game. I got to agree with you, Greg. I'm right there with you. Not that I don't think he's a good player, but man alive, did you watch John Tanjay this year? He was terrific. And I don't think Wisconsin's anywhere close to where they are without him. And I think Purdue's okay without Braden Smith.
I couldn't say it any better. I'm Tanji would have gotten my vote. Braden Smith, he's first-team All-Conference, right? Tanji's first-team All-Conference. I don't have the rest of the first team in front of me, but
I got it.
I agree with you. I agree with Greg. I agree with you.
Tom Izzo wins Coach of the Year. Good for him because he's had so many great teams, and since he was picked to win it, he didn't win it. Got it this year, so congratulations to Tom Izzo for that. Your first team, now this is for the coaches, Derek Queen of Maryland, Bryce Williams of Nebraska, Big Ten's leading scorer, and granted he did not have a great senior day against Iowa, but Bryce Williams still deserved to be first team. Trey Kaufman-Wren of Purdue, and I think Trey Kaufman-Wren, you can make a better argument, was player of the year than Braden Smith, but they both made the first team, and then John Tanjay. Second team, you had a pair of Michigan players, Golden Wolf, Dawson Garcia of Minnesota, Nick Martinelli of Northwestern, and Bruce Thornton of Ohio State. That is for the coaches, the media. They put Golden on the first team and moved Derek Queen to the second team. What is really interesting is the fact that the two Wonderkins for Rutgers were only honorable mention for the coaches, which I think is very interesting, and both made third team for the writers, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. If you want to talk about people that may not have deserved it, or did they make it because of their reputations coming in, they're going to be one and dones. I mean, they're going to be out of there for Pikel. And I don't know if they deserve to be third team.
I thought Queen was terrific.
Yes.
For Maryland. I think his running mate at Reese, I don't recall what he got. He's a heck of a player as well.
He made honorable mention.
Yeah.
On one team, both. He was honorable mention on both. Gillespie was ahead of him for both the coaches and for the writers. 319-366-1600 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Yes, and I agree with Greg. We got Cyclone Tim saying beat Houston in the Big 12 tournament a year ago, won by 20. They can beat anyone if they are fully healthy. Well, I think anybody can beat anyone if they're fully healthy. But I would agree with you. Iowa State is very good if they can get everybody in the lineup at the same time. But everybody's got injuries at this time of the year, Mark.
Who's going to get hot? That's the main thing. A lot of conference tournaments this week. We got a couple finals tonight on KGYM, including Gonzaga and St. Mary's.
Round three.
That'd be a heck of a game. But lots going to happen this week. There'll be a bid stealer or two, maybe. We'll see. But Iowa State has got as good a shot as anyone, no question about it. But that's a tougher bracket in my mind than the bottom bracket.
Matt in Fairfax asks, if the Hawks go on an unreal run and make the Big Ten final, is there any chance they make it? Or is it win or nothing? Yes. It is win or nothing. They have to pull a North Carolina State from a year ago, who, by the way, fired their coach. Yeah. What have you done for me lately? Keats, you're out. You made the Final Four last year. You made an incredible run, Jimmy Valvano-like run, and then just for that, you didn't do anything this year. We're going to fire you.
Iowa's got three options. Win the Big Ten tournament, unlikely. NIT or the CBC, which is the Crown Basketball Championship. And we can get into that if you so choose, but Fran McCaffrey talked about that today. He thinks the Hawkeyes will have an option for one of those two tournaments. There's bracketology for the NIT and CBC. One bracket I looked at, Northern Iowa would be in the NIT. No Big Ten teams would be in the NIT, but four would be in this new tournament called the CBC.
Which is a Fox-developed tournament, from what I understand, correct?
Correct. And it doesn't begin until March 31st, which is the Monday after the Elite Eight. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why any team would want to play in this crown tournament. Now, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Big East each have two at-large bids to this tournament. Perhaps you're contractually obligated under this arrangement, but if you're an at-large team, like Iowa probably would be, why would you want to do that?
Now, keep in mind, Fox has the Big Ten TV rights and the Big East TV rights.
Yeah, maybe there's something I'm missing here, but say you get bounced tomorrow by Ohio State, you're going to sit around 2.5 weeks to go to Vegas, not a bad option, on March 31st.
Nothing bad could happen there for a team that has nothing on the line.
And perhaps play one game for what? Plus, the transfer portal opens the week prior, March 24th.
Which is dumb anyway.
It is, but that's the way the calendar lays out. And I don't know why this tournament set the dates when they did, March 31st through April 6th. I don't get it, and I don't understand why other team would want to play.
I've been told why, and I thought this was the case. Kevin Lehman just texted me and you and said, there is NIL money involved in said crown tournament.
Regular season tournament out in Vegas.
There is for this, too. I thought there was.
Well, how much?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Kevin.
Enough
how
to
much?
Make everybody happy. We'll fat and happy.
We'll talk to Kevin tomorrow, by the way.
Yes, Kevin is Wednesday, Mark Ironside Thursday, so mark that down on your calendars. The reason we're doing that is because the NCAA seeds come out on Wednesday night. And so Mark wanted to talk about those fresh on Thursday. So that's why we're moving that around. 319-366-1600. Jan Jensen's going to be calling here in a little bit. So let's get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update and get to a break here before we talk with Iowa's women's basketball coach. So we will throw it over to Mark. And that is courtesy of Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, open Monday through Saturday, 4 to 11, a classic local American restaurant. And you can find their entire menu at emilshideaway.com.
We'll begin with the NCAA wrestling at-large berths, which were announced today. Four wrestlers from the state of Iowa got bids. Joey Cruz from Iowa at 125. Lance Runyon at heavyweight for Northern Iowa, giving the Panthers 10 wrestlers in the NCAA tournament. And Iowa State got two, Evan Frost at 133 and Daniel Herrera at heavyweight. The NCAA brackets will be announced tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Bryce Popp has been hired at Iowa State to be an assistant defensive line coach under Matt Campbell. Popp played and coached at Northern Iowa and had an 11-year NFL career, including one as defensive player of the year in the league. More news in the NFL today. Daniel Jones is headed to the Colts to compete with Anthony Richardson for the starting quarterback job there. Iowa offensive lineman James Daniels reached an agreement with Miami on a 3-year, $24 million deal. And lastly, Scott, Libby Fandel of Xavier led the Saints to a state championship last Saturday, which you called, was named Miss Iowa Basketball. Fandel averaged 26.3 points this season and was even better in the state tournament.
Was terrific at the state tournament. Set several records that are going to be around for a while. And congratulations to her. We've had a long line of Metro Miss Basketballs, including Hannah Stolke from just a few years ago.
Right.
They had a poster there at Wells Fargo Arena in the tunnel of all the list of all the Miss Iowa basketballs. Some good ones. Christian Fulton's a chief now. I'm very excited about that. Very excited.
That didn't make my scoreboard.
No, but it made my scoreboard. And Kevin Lehman says, enough money.
Enough money, okay.
All right, 3:27, we'll take a break, come back. Jan Jensen will join us when we come back, and we'll talk with the Iowa women's basketball coach when we return here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. There's going to be plenty of sunshine today, and temperatures will be making their way into the mid-50s. While not as warm as yesterday, it'll still be nice. It will be a bit breezy, and then clear skies tonight will allow for temperatures to drop down to a low around 30. Tomorrow will be sunny and still mild. Temperatures will be back in the 60s, will be around 70 on Thursday, and then into the mid-70s Friday with strong winds and the potential for strong storms in the evening. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by Bayer.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star in studio, not in the parking lot in Tama, Iowa, outside the Quick Star. But still, doesn't matter if you're in Tama, doesn't matter if you're in Cedar Rapids, you get some great, great deals when you stop by your neighborhood Quick Star. And that includes Nature's Touch ice cream, just in time for the weather to be getting warmer. Are you ready to sweeten your game? Because it is time with Nature's Touch ice cream. Right now, get a gallon for just $4.99, chocolate or vanilla, limit two. And also right now on sale, Quikkery White Bread, 99 cents for a one-pound loaf, limit two. Any 12-pack of soda, two for $10, limit two. Assorted varieties and Kitchen Cravings Bacon Wrap Pork Loin, 5 ounce, four for $5 or $2.49 each, and limit four. Great, great deals going on right now at your neighborhood Quick Star.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text EQUAL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text EQUAL to 321-321. That's EQUAL to 321-321.
Back with you at 3:31. We will talk with Iowa women's basketball coach Jan Jensen coming up here in just a couple of seconds, we hope. I know Jan's not going to leave us high and dry. She will not do that. So we will talk with Jan coming up here in just a moment. Want to remind everybody that let everybody know, while we have a moment here, Todd Brommelkamp is going to be at a remote coming up tomorrow, the Spring Golf Club Drive with the Give Foundation, and that is going to be at Zio Giano's. That'll be tomorrow on Wednesday from noon until 3. So if you donate your clubs, you get a $10 gift certificate. Not a bad deal right there. The Give Foundation is amazing. Our own Brian Haas involved with that still. And Caddy Smacks around the corner,
yes,
Mark.
Yes, it is.
Cal Eldred's around the corner. Holy cow. But that'll be coming up tomorrow. So you're going to be with Todd, right?
Yeah, it should be a fun time. So if you want to see Todd, meet Todd, whatever, come down to Zio Giano's. That's going to be in Marion. It's the 7th Avenue Zio Giano's there in Marion. So, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people with some old golf clubs. It can be golf clubs of any condition, by the way. It doesn't have to be new ones. They can be really beat up. They'll clean them. They'll work on them the best they can. So it's an awesome foundation, like you said. So come on down, 12 to 3.
Yeah. I got a couple I might throw in. I don't know.
But, go for it, yeah. Why not?
You're right. It's a great foundation, and great to have Todd and Isaac part of it.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up tomorrow. And I think we got Jan giving us a call right now. So we will talk some Iowa women's basketball. And on the text line, Mark is saying, please tell Jan she exceeded expectations, excited for the future, and love the continued culture of the program. So we will do that. We will pass that along. And we will pass that along right now because Jan Jensen joining us right now, the women's basketball head coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And hey, Jan, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And I'm not going to ask you how you're enjoying your off week because you're working hard between the Big Ten tournament and getting ready for Selection Sunday, I know.
Yes, we are. And first off, thanks for having me on. I always love being on. And secondly, what's so great is when you're still working in March and excited, that's always a great thing for our profession, and especially when, you're comfortably in. And you're not waiting on that notorious bubble. So I feel very, very grateful about that.
Jan, what did you and the team take away from the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah. I just love the way that, we were really competing. We were playing at a really high level. We were right there with that Ohio State game. And we just, Taylor McCabe is my sharpshooter. I don't think she's ever gone 0-for in a game. And she was 0-for-6. And that was just really uncharacteristic. We just needed one stop here or there. We needed, one bucket here or there. So I told them, we can be disappointed for sure, and our hearts were hurting. But I didn't want them to, ever doubt how good that they've become. And that's what we're just trying to focus on. I'm just proud of the fact that they really flipped it. We went through that adversity earlier in the Big Ten season, and for them to keep believing and working and ending up, we've won, I think, 10 out of our last 13 games and put themselves on that, a really good side of that NCAA bubble. That was, I told them I don't think there was anybody but the folks in our locker room that thought we could probably do that. So I'm proud of them.
Well, you got to have the feeling that somebody owes you something a little bit. All these losses coming down to the wire like that, and having the chance to do it. So maybe the best is to come.
Yeah. Well, that's what I hope. And you pore over your decisions. You know, everybody. You know, you're. The couch coaches or whatever, why did she shoot it at the end? Why didn't so-and-so? And, every last second shot or you play, you draw up, there's different options for it, right? So you pour over that and I'm, learning and growing. But I got to think that too. We've had some really unique things that have happened. At the end of that UCLA game a couple weeks ago, I actually got a call from the folks kind of in charge of officiating. I'm just like, yeah, that, probably was, that was a moving screen and this. Now, I'm with everybody listening. It's never the one play, right? If you get a stop in the first quarter, then you're not down, two, right, or whatever. But it just has been kind of bizarre, some of the things that kind of fell your other way. Had that call, not been called, maybe we end up, upsetting UCLA too. So I guess what I'm saying is I think it's going to flip. And, it flipped, collectively when we started to get some wins, right? And now I'm going to think when we get into some of those tighter games, I think it's going to be our turn coming up.
Jen, we could talk about a variety of different players. One of my favorite players is Ava Hyden. And she really was big in the Big Ten tournament. And she had to stay ready. She didn't play a whole lot in a lot of games, but the way she runs the floor and is effective at the rim, both hands, she reminds me, and I hate to say this, but maybe it's just because of the black hair and the position she plays, of another player.
Yeah, I tell you what, she's always reminded me of Megan Gustafson when I started to recruit her. And she is a little more wiry, a little bit more bouncier than Megan, but their ability to run the floor is really, really similar. And, Ava's been an interesting story because always on, natural and athleticism, she is, right up there, would be ahead of Addie O'Grady. But she's also been like that little baby colt or that little baby fawn. Sometimes she's just in practice going in a lot of different directions. And so getting it, going always in the direction we needed it to go, that takes a little bit of time. And I think there is kind of, timing when you're bringing along a young talent that you think is really going to be special is if you're not completely bare, like if the cupboard's bare and you got to play a freshman, they have all the grace in the world, right? But when you're having a Hannah Stahlke and Addie O'Grady, they've been there before, right? Addie had played some minutes in those, great runs into the Final Four last year. And that consistency was showing up every day in practice. So there were a lot of lessons learned by Ava of, okay, I got to get a little better at this. I got to be a little patient here. But I could not have been prouder because I kept telling her, I'm like, look, there's going to be a time. There's going to be a time when the matchup is going to be perfect and you're going to be ready. And, she may not always liked it, but she leaned into it and believed it. And I always felt that matchup with this Michigan State post. Her name is Grace Van Fluten. She's a little bigger version and older version of Ava. And I always thought, if we get into that one, I think she's going to have to be the one. And thankfully, Ava was ready, and I couldn't have been prouder of her.
Well, it's not only Ava, but a lot of youngsters this year. Losing Caitlin, losing Kate, losing Gabby, and everybody else, and then replacing them with Lucy Olson, and then a lot of other people that probably looked up at the bright lights the first few games, and that had to be. Yep. It was difficult. It was not easy, but certainly they had made a lot of strides. And the future does look bright, and that includes with the class you got coming in next year as well.
Yeah, I am really excited about the future, and I think that was the biggest challenge this year was really trying to get all of these kids understanding that, the standard was pretty high, right? And the shadows were going to be big, and they were going to be guilty by association, right? I mean, with Caitlin and her big presence and then going to two back-to-back championship, national championship games, is we were going to get everybody's best shot. And they weren't going to understand that our roster, out of the 13 kids, eight were new, brand new. And two out of the other five, three of them never played, right? So you have Sid playing a lot, and Hannah played a lot, and then Addie. But no one else really had been there. So they took a lot of punches early just because they were Iowa, right? And then I think we started to lean in and meld and mesh. And so that's why I was so happy that, these young team, especially the Ava Heidens and Taylor Strimlows and Aaliyah Guyton, the freshmen have gotten to play a fair amount. Not as much as they're used to, but they're getting minutes in meaningful crunch time that I hope is going to bode well for us now going into the NCAA tournament, but also next year when we bring in a McDonald's All-American from California. Addie Deal is her name. We bring in a 6'5" post player out of Alaska. Her name's Layla Hayes. I think she's got a chance to be really special. And then a local talent from Davenport, Iowa, Journey Houston. So, you have to replace Sid, obviously, and Lucy Olson has just been fantastic. But I'm hopeful that these young kids are going to, be a new crop of fun.
Coach, you're certainly no stranger to the sidelines, but I'm curious what you might have learned this year in your first year as a head coach, be it in games, preparation, something you might not have expected.
Well, I often have thought this. I was about as close as you could get with all those years being with Lisa, right? And I watched her, and I saw the stress. I saw the highs and the lows. We lived them together, but at the end of the day, the head coach is the head coach. And I would say a couple big things. I knew the job was going to be hard, right? But the knowing and the going through, that was definitely a whole different thing, just because sometimes those shadows of Caitlin, and it was amazing, and Lisa is my personal goat, right? You're just, trying to live up to that. And that the only thing I just never wanted to, I just didn't want to let, anybody down, right? The fan base is so fantastic and all of it. But, because I'm so blessed. I mean, everything that I was a part of, I'll forever be a part of, right, in my associate or assistant role. And now moving forward, I'm just so thankful I got this shot. But what I've learned is that, for all those years I was coming at it as a personnel-based and being Lisa's right hand, the generals, general things, offering my 2 cents here or there. But, I was always coming at it through the post player's position in one position. Well, then coming over to this chair, the monitoring of all of it, right, the watching every position, the daily practice planning, and really meticulously deciding what goes into that practice and trying to make sure that you're putting the right thing in that lesson plan, if you will, every day. I'd say that was the biggest things is the scope of what you manage now. And I was pretty good at helping her manage it, but at the end of the day, right, when you shift over, you're no longer the helper, you're the one. So I think that was, the pressure I'd felt there. And I think it was just different. Lisa and I and Jenny Fitzgerald, we'd worked together for 32 years. So, I don't think there's many, situations where, that was just pretty cool and such a blessing, right? Is you think about working with someone for 32 years, like when I shifted over, like I didn't have a Jan, right? I'm certainly not Lisa, but all those years of the unspoken communication and being through all those fires, I think that was really, I talked to her and Jenny every day, right, for 32 years, and all of a sudden they're not there. So that was kind of different. But with that being said, I love my staff. They got Randy Peterson Henderson, married to Duez Henderson. They played here at the same time. She was our first Big Ten post player, and she's great, great coach. I also got Sean Sullivan. He's a local Iowa City guy, played at Regina. Great coaching mind. He's been in the ACC. Abby Stamp is one of my all-time fave players, dear friend, great coaching mind. Raina Harmon, Tania Davis. I mean, we've grown and had a blast. So those are been really the fun part. But the difference was the managing every day. And I do think I've grown and gotten a lot better, but that was the biggest difference.
Coach Jan Jensen joining us here in a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class for a few more minutes here at 3:45. As you get ready for the NCAAs now and Selection Sunday, kind of the good run started when you went back to that lineup with Hannah in the middle. And it really started to develop. Hannah's a matchup problem. Yeah, she's not going to be as big as some of the other posts in the Big Ten. We know that, but she's quicker. And a lot of people saw, hey, boy, that was a lot like last year, except for 22's not out there, which you probably noticed too. But still, to have her back at that position, I think the plans are to stay with that and then bring people off the bench like Addie O'Grady and as you get ready for the NCAAs.
Yeah, and I think that was a good shift because Hannah missed all of last summer, so her outside shot wasn't able to be developed as much. Because she, you know, last year she made us better when we put her at the five. We were faster, and, you know, then Caitlin was like Mahomes, right? And she was, you know, making a pass down to Kelsey, and Hannah can just run the floor. So when I was kind of watching it, I wanted to utilize her size, right? And I thought, you know, if Hannah gets drafted next year, she'll certainly, you know, be playing a power forward. But as we went on, it just was clear that nobody was able to be at their best. Because when Hannah was at the four, most of the people who were starting to game plan, and then especially the Big Ten who knew us well, they started to sag off Hannah. So there was no room for Lucy to drive and get to the rim. There wasn't any room for Sid Alfalter either because there was just a weight, you know, someone hanging out in there. And then even when Hannah was driving, she'd drive right into her own player. So I figured when we shifted her back to the five, then that meant Sid Alfalter could go back to the four, and then Sid has been having a lot more success being a four and guarding a four. So the whole thing went a lot better, and when we started to put some wins together, boy, their confidence started to rise. So that will continue to be the game plan. And then with Ava Hayden and Addison O'Grady, if I need a little bit of bulk and just someone to, you know, go pound for pound, we can put Addie in there for a couple minutes. But then when we want to run them, you know, up and down the floor and get some boards, then I'm so glad that Ava Hayden's developing.
Last from me, Jan, and I'm not very good at predictions, but I did make a prediction a few weeks ago that has failed. I predicted that you may not ever get a technical foul because of, you know, you're a nice person and whatnot, but some people get pushed to the brink. Just among friends, do you want to talk about that, Tech?
I tell you, you know what? I do think I'm a pretty nice guy type of character, you know, but I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of the pressure I'm learning. But the refs, they can send me to an orbit that I didn't know I could get to. And I kind of got pushed to the brink. A couple of times at home, I haven't been proud of it, right? Get a little too hot, but... I'm just thankful that I do think it might have been the right time. Now, would I have said that had we lost? Who knows? I'm glad I don't have to fret about that. But, yeah, I guess I have shown that I can get a little hot. And I would say that probably a lot of people may not have taken the bet. We'd have got the 22 wins this year when you think of Lucen and Caitlin. And they probably wouldn't have bet that I got a technical. They'd have been there with you. But I don't even cuss much, but the refs had made me cuss a couple times, too, so I don't know what's happening.
Well, a lot of people with a lot of questions. I think we got most of them answered here, but several people saying just to tell you congratulations, and they're excited for the future, exceeded expectations this year. And as you go into the NCAA tournament, you know you're not going to be hosting, so that's going to be a little bit different. But going through the Big Ten, especially now with the expanded Big Ten, I don't think anything is going to shock or surprise you as you get ready to go on the road.
Yeah, I think that's the you know, a true statement. I think, you know, we've been prepared. I mean, everything from this year to from last year to this year has just been so different. In so many ways, the job that I have now wasn't nearly what Lisa had. It just the revenue share, the collective presence, the NIL push, the constant presence of the portal, and then the Big Ten. We only play Nebraska twice. So you never get a chance to, right or wrong. Like we lost a lot of close ones and you think, man, I wish I'd have played more zone, or next time we're going to double her at the block. But when you only go through once, man, the pressure can be pretty, pretty great. So I feel like we are seasoned. I think we should feel, really, I told the players they should be proud of what they've accomplished. And now if we can just use, all that confidence and, it's all about matchups. The seed can be a respectful thing. But, man, all coaches will tell you, you can give us a lower seed, but just give us a better matchup. And we are the only ones that know what kind of matchups we like and what we don't like. So I'm just hoping we get a great first-round team that I feel good about, and then who knows what can happen in the second round with the higher seed.
Very true. Very true. Hey, Jan, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Have a fun week and a fun tournament. And I think I speak for a lot of folks. It's been another terrific year down in Iowa City. So keep it up.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you having me on. Just think the world of you guys. And thanks for covering us. And God bless and go Hawks.
All right. Thanks, Jan. Jan Jensen, the women's basketball coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Join me, 1600 ESPN's Todd Brummelkamp, broadcasting live tomorrow from noon to 3 for the Spring Golf Club Drive with the Give Foundation at Zio Giannos in Marion.
Michelle Smallman here. Do you want to be at the draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin? Travel Wisconsin is sending 10 lucky fans and a guest to the draft. Experience the thrill of the draft firsthand and make memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait. Enter Travel Wisconsin's Dream Draft Sweepstakes. Visit travelwisconsin.com/draft to learn how you can win a trip to experience the biggest moment of the offseason. Epic moments that become lifelong memories are waiting to be discovered across Wisconsin. Terms and conditions apply.
Empower. Nick bought a new guitar, a 62 American Classic Electric. Does he know how to play? No. But Nick's Empower investment account has performed well. He got good at money, so he can be a little bad. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisory Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. This is a really, really, really good guitar solo.
Back with you to wrap things up at 3:53 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then we've got a doubleheader of Westwood One's coverage of NCAA basketball coming your way. I believe it's the Colonial Conference and then the West Coast with round 3 between St. Mary's and Gonzaga.
You can't forget about UNC Wilmington and Delaware facing off.
I do not want to forget about that.
That is the CCA.
Teams that you adore, I know.
My High Point team is in.
High Point is not bad.
Oh, come on.
You're looking for somebody to pull off a stunner. High Point is not bad. Right, Isaac? They're not bad.
I don't know. I do know Delaware is like the 12
yes,
seed.
Yes, they're the 12 seed.
We were talking about it with Todd this morning, 6:30 to 9, by the way. But they were the 12 seed. They were on like a 6-game losing streak coming into the tournament, and here they are in the final.
That's what can happen in March Madness, as illustrated by the fact that number 16 seeded Colorado is up 10 over 9th seeded TCU right now at the Big 12. So TCU might be going to the sidelines. And if that is the case, and you got to think, man, any shot that they had as a bubble team, I'd have to check it today once again. But that is not going to help their cause any.
No, you wouldn't think so. And as far as these conference bids, I think it's a lot of them are great entertainment. They really are. But when you have an Omaha getting in because the St. Thomas is not eligible yet, this is an Omaha team that got beat by 20 against UNI and 30 against Iowa State. This is what we're getting in the NCAA tournament. Sorry, Scott.
No, not everybody's great. No, I will. Hey, if you go, I wish they'd waive that whole, you know, period of adjustment between.
Yeah, what are you adjusting to?
Yeah, you're either good enough to play D1 or you're not good enough to play D1.
Or get kicked out of a league.
Yeah, well, yeah. St. Thomas was good enough to get kicked out of a league. So I think they're good enough to make the NCAA tournament. Man, it's fun. This is a great, great time of the year. My favorite. You got basketball. Baseball is around the corner. It's getting warm. Golf courses are opening up, even though can't get out and play right now. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it will be you and Mr. Spencer on the Wednesday edition. Kevin Lehman will join us tomorrow. We are switching he and Mark around Wednesday for Thursday because Mark wanted to have the wrestling seeds to talk about on Thursday for the NCAA tournament, which they will come out on Wednesday evening.
It'd be a pleasure to have Spencer with me, maybe beyond tomorrow.
I have no idea what's happening Thursday and Friday. It just depends on who wins and who loses, and that's pretty much the way March goes. We know we've got two basketball games tonight. We know we've got Iowa State tomorrow against Cincinnati. So that will be at 10:30 with the pregame and 11:35. They will tip that off. Just to update you on what is happening at state tournament for the boys, Xavier did win earlier on. They beat Knoxville. Western Christian just got done taking out Jessup, and MOC Floyd Valley beat Ballard. So Xavier will play MOC Floyd Valley coming up at 12:15 on Thursday. And Grandview Christian, a trainer, about to go at it in 2A down there. And they've had great crowds so far at the state tournament. Been a lot of fun. All right. That was fun to have you here, have everybody here. And, yes, 67-14, we started the show with Tiger's ruptured Achilles. And he is not going to be back this year. All right, Mark, we're going to see you sometime down the road.
Sounds great.
All right, stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next right here on 1600 ESPN.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I...